Hello and welcome to the sixth episode of Naija Flavor Dear Artist Podcast. My name still remains Mr. E-Jump. I'm the CEO and the founder of NaijaFlavor.com. So in today's episode, we'll be talking about a very important topic. This is a topic that many upcoming music artists really want to hear. This is the topic that will really, this is the main ingredient, yes, of this podcast show. So today's topic is this: how to effectively promote yourself as an artist. The best and the most effective way to promote your song as an upcoming music artist. Yes, so listen carefully so you understand. And this today's topic will really play a very massive impact in your career as an upcoming music artist. And I also believe, and I would really be glad if other topics has played big impact in your life as music artist too. So I hope today's episode will definitely play a massive impact in your life as an upcoming music artist. Yes, as an upcoming music artist that you are, I know your major goal, your major purpose as an upcoming music artist is to become a superstar. You want to be very popular. You want to be very famous. You want your song to be played everywhere. You want to have so many followers on Instagram. You want to have so many followers on Twitter. You want to be highly influential. You want to be wealthy. You want to be famous. You want your name to be everywhere. You want a situation whereby whenever you step out, people will be like, wow, this man, we love you. We love you. You'll be surrounded by, you'll be surrounded by bodyguards, policemen, all armed, securing you as a superstar, as a very, very famous personality. You want a situation whereby you'll be booked. Millions of naira will be spent booking you to perform in shows. You fly private jets and all. Yes, I know that's actually your dream as an upcoming music artist. You want to get there. Yes, this is me telling you that you can get there. Just know that you can get there. You can actually make yourself get there. You just need to put in the work. And today I'll be guiding you on how to effectively promote yourself as an artist and get that result you need. Even if you don't make it, even if your song doesn't blow, definitely your song will go places. You'll be heard places. You'll get millions of streams. You'll get millions of downloads. People will be like, wow, Omo, we hear your song for a year. Are you the trend now? Yes. When you put in the work. So we'll be talking about that. I know many upcoming music artists has been scammed by so-called music marketers. We have people out there that will be like, ah, I'm a professional music marketer. I will take your song places. I will do this. I will make you blow. Your song will blow. Oh, this is what you should know. Many of them are more interested in your money. Yes. Let me tell you something. Out there, there are so many hustlers out there that call themselves music marketers. All they are more interested in is your pocket, is your money. If you go to them, I'll be like, hey, I want to promote my music. Be, wow, definitely. See, you want to promote your music, you will blow. I will make you blow. Once you pay this amount of money, you become a superstar. You'll be heard everywhere just because they are seeing that money they need from you. So they'll tell you everything you want to hear just to extort from you. And if maybe they start promoting, they start doing the so-called marketing that they are doing for you, and then you complain, ah, I'm not getting the results that I want to, they'll be like, oh, pay more money. They'll be like, pay more money. When you pay, see, this money you paid, they'll be like, this money you paid cannot get you this result you want. If you want more results, pay more of this. In cases, yes, it's actually applicable in professional cases, but there are so many music marketers, so-called music marketers, that are hustlers. They are hustlers. What they care more about is your money. Yes, that's how they feed. That's their own means of livelihood. They don't care about the value. They don't really have reasonable value to offer to you. All they just want is to collect your money. They can be like, well, your song will be here, your song will be there, your song will be here. You pay, your song will not be there. Your song will not be listed in the platforms where they promise your song to be in. I believe many of you might have gotten this experience before. Yes, I've seen cases where artists come to me and be like, ah, Mr. Ejump, please, I met this marketer, I met this, I met that. Yes, you fell in the hand of such marketer because you listen to what they say. You don't, as in, they just focus on telling you what you want to hear. And there are so many of them, they are just scamming people. They will never give you that result. So in today's episode, see, I am a professional music marketer. I'm saying this to you because I've experienced a lot in the Nigerian music market. I've worked with several superstars, you know, today. I've promoted a lot of them into stardom. Yes, I can brag of that. NigerFlavor.com is one of, in fact, one of the most, or how do I even put it? Let it not look as if I am bragging. But NigerFlavor.com, you should know that. NigerFlavor.com is one of the most, it's one of the most visited music platform in Nigeria. NigerFlavor.com is number one when it comes to music, when it comes to music download. I'm not saying this to hype the platform. You should know. I believe you know NigerFlavor. People around you know NigerFlavor. So I am speaking to you as a professional music marketer. I've worked with a lot of artists. I've worked with a lot of superstars. You, as an upcoming music artist, if you come to me tomorrow and you be like, Mr. Ejump, I want to promote my song. Will I blow? This is what I will say to you. I will say, your song to blow, I can give you the marketing you need. But your song also needs something to be able to blow. The music lovers must be interested in that song. They need to like the song. The song should be a likable song. The song should be a highly commercial song. The song should be a highly marketable song. The song should be filled with so much commercial value. That's what I said in one of the previous episodes. I said you should work on the commercial value of your song. If 20,000 people should download your song today, those 20,000 people will tell their friends, will share that song on social media, will carry out offline promo for you just because they like the song. They will refer the song to people around them. So many of them might own barbing saloons. In fact, let me tell you how upcoming music artists, let me just tell you the flow. This is how it works. An upcoming music artist promotes his song properly. The song gets 20,000 downloads. Now, out of those 20,000, that this is just mere calculation. It can get much more. Much more, far more. But let's just start from it gets 20,000 downloads. From those 20,000 downloads, there are higher probabilities that one of those people, among those 20,000 downloads, some will own saloon. They will play your song in their saloon. They are now giving you plays. Some of them might be DJs. They will like your song. They will add it to their DJ playlist. They might play it during shows and all. Some will be so much into social media that they will share it on their social media platform. They might share it on their WhatsApp story. You understand? Most especially. Just say, wow, this song, they burst my brain. Wow, check out. You understand? People love to refer things they find interesting to their friends. So they will carry out offline promo for you. That's why I said, if you want to, anytime you want to promote your music, promote it. Make sure you reach to your target audience, the people that are interested in music, they're interested in Nigerian music. So out of those 20,000 people that might have downloaded that song, some will play it. Some people might own a bar. They'll play it in their bar. Some people might They'll play it places. Don't worry. Your song will be heard several places. That's when you start hearing, I'm going to hear your song for you. By then, you might be getting up to 500,000 downloads, 1 million downloads because of referrals. Omo, I hear this song, girl. Omo, I like this song. I say, make a download them. Omo, you get person where post that for a WhatsApp story. I like them. I say, make a go download them. He got on my guy when on the time he said this song. People don't they too disturb me about. I say make I go download. Oh, I can't like this song. Referrals will also play another role. Yes. So first of all, before we go into that strategy that will help your music get to another level, first of all, you need to make sure that your song has enough commercial value. You need to make sure that anybody that listens to this song will like this song. I'm not talking about because you need to understand commercial value properly. If you don't understand, you need to go back to one of our previous episodes and understand the commercial value, working on the commercial value of your song. But I'll talk about the commercial value here still. Don't listen to your friends. You might see, your friends will not want to hurt your feelings. Let me tell you the truth. You play your song to your friends, I'll be like, almost, see me, hear my song. They must definitely tell you they like the song. They will definitely tell you the song is nice because they don't want to hurt your feelings. The song might not be nice to them. They might be like, the song is cool, not bad, nice. Wow, my jam. Just to please you. They don't want to hurt your feelings. You are friends. They don't want to say things that will discourage you. They want to support you. So that's their own way of trying to support you. By not belittling you, by not discouraging you, just hailing you, whatever you sing and you bring to them, wow, this song mad. Those should not be the judge of your song. No, they should not be. You need to check the commercial value of a song. First of all, you check the content. The content, the lyrics, the lyrical content of your song. Nigerians now pay attention to lyrics of songs. Is it street songs? Is it love song? Work on the content. Another thing again is this. Work on the melody. Very important. Work on the melody. What I mean by melody is this. Let's look for a song. What song should we come up with? What song should we come up with? Maybe one of Davido's songs or so. Let's say if I tell you, say I love you, my money, my body, now your own, no baby. Now the content is, if I tell you, say I love you, my money, my body, now your own. That's one of part of the content. 30 billion for the account. Gucci for your body. All those things. Is it assurance? Give me assurance. Assurance. Give me assurance. Those are the contents. Then the melody of the song is this. For Davido, if. You understand? Then understand? That's the melody. Very, very important. It's, in fact, the melody of the song is the number one ingredient. If you have a good content and your song doesn't have enough nice melody, people will not find it interesting, because melody is actually the main thing. It's the melody. That's the main ingredient of the music. Then you talk about beat. You make sure you have Afro beat. Your beat should be the Afro type of beat. If you are doing hip hop, you make it Afro hip hop, Afro fusion. If you are doing R&B, make it Afro R&B. If you are doing any type of music, make sure it's Afro. Nigerians are more interested in Afro music. Afro music. Your beat, Afro. Your kind of style, Afro. Make another thing again is this: make sure you sound professional. Make sure you sound professional. This is what I mean by sounding professional. You should not sound as if you are still learning how to sing. You should not sound as if you are still learning. Sound as if you've been in the game. Sound very professional. If I tell you, say I love you. I don't know. Just sound. Okay. Bella Shmurda sounds professional. Davido sounds professional. Wizkid sounds professional. There's nothing that sounds like an upcoming tune in their voice. You as an artist, make sure there's nothing that will sound like an upcoming in your voice. Sound professional. Sound like somebody that can feature Davido and kill the beat more than Davido. Sound like someone that can kill the beat more than Wizkid. Understand? Sound like someone that can kill the beat more than Burna Boy. Make sure you sound very professional. Make sure you are always on key. The thing is this: if you don't actually understand more on this, if you don't, like, how do I put it? If you are trying to work on it and you can't do that on your own, then you should go for singing classes. You should go for singing classes. Go for singing tutorials. It will definitely help you. You need to sound very professional. Like, you need to sound in a way that when someone hears you, people will be like, oh my, this guy know they sound like upcoming at all. Exactly. Sound like that. Because no matter the kind of content you have, no matter how amazing the content is, no matter the melody, if you don't have a very, very good professional sound, if you don't sound professional, then it will discourage a lot of listeners. Because it will ruin the melody of the song. Yeah. So definitely, you need to work on this commercial value. You need to work on this commercial value. Before I jump into the strategy to promote your, that's why I want to talk about the commercial value, because that's what comes first. If your song doesn't have enough commercial value, then definitely you promoting your music will be a waste of money. If your music doesn't have enough commercial value, if you like, spend 10 million naira promoting that song. I'm not wishing you bad, but I'm telling you the fact. The song will hardly blow. Yes. Because you can't force people to listen, or you can't force people to like what they can't like. That's the fact. You can take a horse to a river, but you can't force it to drink water. That's it. No matter how you disturb users, disturb people with your songs, if your song no sweet them, they no go send you. That's exactly how it is. So, music marketers doesn't pay attention to so many music marketers out there. They don't care. Give me. Let me collect your money. Give me that money. Let me do what I want to do with it. That's it. Music market. So, some music marketers will so much want to eat your money to the point they'll be like, see, if you pay me 500,000 naira, just go and look for 500,000 naira. You will blow. See, next month, you will blow. Davido go dey look for you. I'm telling you, no be lie you. This guy, I believe this guy. Because you are desperate to make it. Then you look for this money. Then you give somebody that has his own problem that he wants to solve, or he or she wants to solve with your money. Then the person will just do whatever he wants to do and be like, you need to add more money, yo. You need to add more money, honestly. Because this money, it won't... You understand? They be like, the money you paid, if you want that main one, you pay 10 million. Yes. Then if you bring that money, they'll be like, they'll find something else. Why? It's not as if it's not... Why? One of the major reasons is because your song doesn't have enough commercial value. If your song doesn't have enough commercial value, spend 500 million naira promoting it. It go hardly blow. I'm telling you. Don't get pushed by Some songs you see people just, some songs will just be trending, and those songs doesn't meet up to standard. Don't worry, there are songs that trend that doesn't meet up to standard. Those songs, the trend not be because of say the song sweet. No, the trend as a sensation, it's more like an internet sensation. This thing the trend for social media because it's somehow funny. It sounds funny. People will start doing challenge on it and all, then the song will blow. Then after that, do you hear from the artist again? No, because the song blew, not the artist. The song was an internet sensation. So don't get carried away by that and be like, ah, if that song blow, any kind of song will bring us blow. Now lie, yo. That song blow, it get reason. It get what it make and blow. Because an internet sensation, you want to promote your music as a career, then don't focus on that. Focus on the commercial value of your song. I have another, before we go, I'm just giving you this because this is the main thing. This is the main thing. Commercial value. That is the main thing you need to know. That's why I keep bringing it. Commercial value. Commercial value. Commercial. Even if this. Commercial value. Work on the commercial value of your song. Let me say it again. Hello, dear artists. Please work on the commercial value of your song. Thank you. So, as we are saying. So, I have an advice. We'll still head to the strategy, but I just want to lay foundations, things you need to understand before we get there, so that everything will blend. See, dear artist, I'm here for you. I have your best interests in my mind. I want to do the best for you. That's why I started this podcast, so that it will help you. Many people will not tell you this. Many marketers will not tell you this. Some people are just interested in what they can just get from you. I'm telling you this because it will help you. On Niger Flavor, all we do is support you, the artist. So my advice to you, the upcoming artist, is this. Don't fall much for third party. What I mean by third party, you see people out there being like, bring your song, we'll make your song blow. Bring this one, we'll make your song blow. You will blow, you will run away. You ask them, and with the song, it go blow tomorrow. Next tomorrow, it will blow. They are just interested in your money because they can't determine. If I want to market your song today, I can't just say your song will blow next month. Mm-mm. All I can say is I will take your song to another level. I will take you to another level. Your song will speak. I will give your song the exposure it needs. Then how good your song is, that will play the rest of the part. Your song will play the rest of it. Me, I will market you. I will expose you to the market. Then people that are interested in your song will download your song. Now that is where your song will play its role. That's where your song will work. You can't force people. There's no way you can force music listeners to love your song when they don't like the kind of music, that kind of music. There's no way to force a song to them. You can't force them to like a song when the song doesn't have enough commercial value that will make them like the song. Understand? So I can't say, with this one, you blow next month. Mm-mm. That's why I'm telling you, work on the... How many music marketers do we have that actually give such kind of advice? I don't know if we have anyone, but I'm here for you. I understand what you're struggling through. I've heard stories. Many upcoming artists has come to me and be like, Mr. Ijump, I've passed through this. What do you think about this? What should I do when it comes to this? So I was like, how about a podcast? A podcast to educate you. Because honestly speaking, there are places where you are not getting it right. Like, to be honest with you, there are places you are not getting it right. Many upcoming artists will just do a song, just go to the studio, just do a song and just walk out of the studio. Ah, Omo, this song must blow. How do you know the song is going to blow? I go promote her massively. Does the song have enough commercial value? That's a question you should ask yourself. Because if your song doesn't have... Okay, let me cite an example. Let's move from the music market to the normal market. You are using a telecommunication... you are browsing with your phone. Abi, you dey buy data. Yes, you're buying data. Now, let's say you are using one of the... I will not mention names, but one of the telecommunication network. Then you buy data today, you use the data, you finish your data, then you buy another one. If you finish or expire, you go buy another one. Abi, why you dey go back go buy another one? Now, because of say the network provider, they provide value to you and you love that value, you appreciate that value, the value you'd like come, it dey do you well, so it dey go back. When you don't exhaust the current value, you are going back to renew to get another fresh one with enough value for you to start using. So now be that. It's applicable to the Nigerian music market. It doesn't end. So far, it has to do with market. No matter the kind of market, it has to do with value. Yes, it has to do with value. You, as you do like this, you are an upcoming music artist. Definitely get songs where you like. They get artist songs where you appreciate. They get artists out there where don't blow. Yes? You saw their song, you like their song, you're listening to their song. Why do you like their song? Because the song has enough commercial value. Wow, Omo, wow. This song mad. Omo, this artist will just blow. Man, this song mad. You know many of the upcoming, the music artists that don't blow. You know many of them that have made it, that have made hits, that are superstars currently, and you're listening to their song, you like their song. Why do you like their song? Because the song sweet. The song get mad lines. The song get mad melody. The song get mad vibe. The song they boss brain. I'm gonna forget this song, they boss my brain. People will keep it on repeat and be like, oh, this one. I actually have a friend that keeps repeating a specific artist song because he liked that song. Whenever he's around me, he just love listening to the song. Maybe, you understand? He just like listening to that song. Like, I know him to be the kind of person that like this specific artist. That's because those artists have that value, that commercial value he appreciates. A music lover will not be like, will not say it. It has to do with the subconscious mind of the listeners. They will like it. Their mind will drag it. Then they will get addicted to that type of music. That's how you penetrate into the heart of the music lovers. Am I saying something, everybody? So your song needs to have enough commercial value. Take your time. Don't rush it. Work on your song. Take your time. No rush. No rush. If you rush and you don't get songs that have enough commercial value, you end up wasting money and not achieving what you want. But if you have that song that have enough commercial value, what your song needs is a push. When your song have enough commercial value, you don't need to spend heaven and earth. The little you have can give you what you want. I am telling you this. Believe me. Please, just believe me. Just get the right channel and the right promotional strategy, which I'm going to be talking about. If your song have enough commercial value, I am telling you this. You don't need to spend so much money. You will go places. I'm telling you. What your song needs is a push. That's why I told you that when your song gets like 20,000 downloads, 100,000 downloads, I'm telling you, those 100,000 listeners in the real world, that 100,000 downloads will generate over 500,000 listeners to you. Yes, because out of that 100,000 download, many people will be telling their friends about your song. Many people will refer your song to their friends. Many people will play the song. Those that own salons will play it in their salons. People will play it on their music player box out outside for other people to listen to it and appreciate, and they will love it too. Many people will play it in their salon. Many people will play it many places. Many people that are DJs will play your song on. Will play your song out there. As you don't worry, before you know, your song is getting up to 500,000 listeners in the real world. 100,000 downloads can get you 500,000 listeners in the real world. And this can happen when a song have enough commercial value. I am telling you this. Those 500,000 listeners will spread your song further. Oh, I like this song. Wow, this song mad. Somebody can be passing by and just hear the song and be like, wow, who get this song? Wow, this song mad. People like, excuse me, please. Can I, please, what song is this? Oh, is this by this? The person will look for your song and download it. Omo, you are going places, so. You are going places. I'm telling you. So work on the commercial value of your song. I'm telling you. So now, let's talk about the effective promotional strategy to help promote your song properly. You don't need to waste your money on a lot of so-called marketers out there that just care about your money. They just want to collect your money. They just want to solve your financial issues with your money. I'm telling you. I've heard many artists talk about it. They just care about your money. That's it. I'm telling you. So, this is what you need to do. First of all, your song has enough commercial value. Check. Next, work on a nice banner picture art for your song, because people get attracted by that too. Get a banner art for your song. Now, you are targeting the Nigerian music market. Yes. So now, you need to make sure you promote your song on the platform that has more of the Nigerian music lovers there. There's a difference between just promoting your song and really promoting your song. Make sure you promote your song on that platform that Nigerians are more interested in going to look for music. Go there, promote it. Go for a better promotional strategy. Make sure on the platform you can run a banner ad so that your ad will just keep being pop. Your ad will pop, like, how do I put it? Your advert banner will pop when users comes in to see, check for songs and all. Because a platform gets over, let me say, 2 million music lovers or music Nigerian music lovers coming in, checking in every day, and your song is among that music them. That your song is among the music there. Definitely, you can boast with over 50,000 downloads in one day. Because honestly speaking, with you as an upcoming music artist, people might not go there to download your song. They will go there looking for the songs of superstars. Then some will be like, let me just check this song. That way, they will download your song. But to get more massive downloads, this is what you should do. Go for a better package, a better promotional package. A better promotional package. Seek for advice. Go for a better package. Place banner ad. Banner adverts. So that it will reflect on the pages of the platform. So when users keeps coming in, they'll keep seeing the banner. So when your banner keeps popping and popping and popping and popping, to a point some user will be like, let me just check out this song. Let me just check out this song. Yeah, they'll check it out. So rather than getting 50,000 downloads in a day, you can get up to 250,000 downloads through the banner. Yes. So when 250,000 people download your song, that's a very big step for you. For your career, people download your song, over 250,000 downloads. Wow. Offline referrals will definitely happen. 250,000 downloads can get you over 800,000 real life listeners, because definitely 250,000 people will definitely refer your song to some of their friends, play it somewhere, play it around, and all people will listen to it, like the song, and want to have the song too. And that way they are referring them to the song to get the song. But first of all, your song needs to have enough commercial value. The song has mad gone, then people will come for your song. I'm telling you, you don't need to spend heaven and earth. All your song just need is a push, just a small push, just a push, push. It will roll all its way to stardom. I'm telling you, all you need is this. Your target market. Who are the target Nigerian music market? Target market. They are music download platform. That's the honest truth. That's the honest truth. Check out around. Many people that listen to music more, the majority of Nigerian music lovers, the majority of Nigerian music lovers, they can't really afford streaming music. They can't afford streaming. They will stream today. They want to stream it again, wasting their data. Nigerians are cautious of data. Yes. They prefer to download, keep it on their phone and listen to it offline. And that way, it will not consume any further data of theirs. Nigerians love to download offline. Free downloads. Nigerians love it so much. So look for such platform. Where is the place I can download my music? Where can I promote my music to get what I want? Where? 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 That platform should be one of the most popular Nigerian music download platform. Get your song there. Make sure your song has enough commercial value. Go for a better package. Go for a more promotional package. Don't just drop your song there and just go. Because if your song should leave the first page, that's it. But you can start from there if you don't have that much. Because definitely people will download your music. You can get nothing less than 20,000 downloads in just that day. And definitely, that's something. Then you can request for the song to be resurfaced to the top of the chart or to the top of the listing for the next day again. But the best is to go for a better package. Wow. Just make sure your song gets a lot of impression. Like, get a banner. Place a banner of your song. People should see your banner, see your banner. People might not want to pay attention, but with time, when they keep seeing it, let me just download and see. Before I know they download, they are at the point they'll be curious. They'll be like, who is this artist that we are just seeing his banner? Who is this? Let's just download that. Before you know, you'll be getting more downloads. Yes. By then, you'll be getting more downloads. I'm telling you, you'll be getting more downloads because you went for a bigger package. But I keep repeating, make sure your song has enough commercial value. Make sure it has enough commercial value. Go for a bigger package. Yeah. Then push that song properly. That's not all. That's not all. Another thing, try to run a TikTok challenge. Try to run a TikTok challenge. Try to run a social media challenge, Instagram and Twitter challenge. It should be a challenge people should engage in. So once that challenge is engaging and people partake in it, that way you are getting a level of exposure for your song. Yes, that's another thing. You are getting a level of exposure for your song. And once you start that challenge, make sure your song is on the popular music download platform. Because when people hear the people posting that challenge on their WhatsApp, they might like the song and want to check it out. So they will look for your song. They will look for your song. And now they'll go to such popular platform. If they don't find your song there, they might get discouraged and they might not pay attention to your song. Yes. Another thing is this. You should also make your song available on distribution platform like iTunes, AudioMac, and maybe Boomplay and all. I know why. Those are distribution platforms, but they are not. When it comes to promoting your song, you should not rely on such distribution platform as to give you the promotion you need. They are just platforms there. Why I said you should make your song available there is this. So that your song will reach out to people that are on iTunes. There are people definitely that will come across your song and might need it. So some of them might just check on their people that like, so that it will be accessible on all platforms. There will be no limitation. But the main promotion should be on the popular music download platform. I'm not saying this because I'm running Naija Flavor. Naija Flavor is a popular music platform. I'm not saying that because of it. No, I'm saying this because that's exactly how Nigeria music market functions. The superstars you know today, check it. Their first hits. How did people gain access to the song? It's through downloads. They downloaded it from the popular music platform. Then before they started thinking about the distribution side and all, then they started expanding their wings to maybe Nigerians in diaspora. Understand? Those people that are on other platforms can be able to access the song. So just make sure your song is everywhere. Then you channel your promotion in the popular Nigerian music download platform. Yes. Let me be open to you. When it comes to channel your energy on the music download platform, I'm talking of NigerFlavor.com. I'm not telling you this because I run the platform. No. I'm telling you this because we have enough users that can consume your music and take your music to another level. But your music should have enough commercial value. We've worked for so many upcoming music artists that have gone places. We have Sino, we have Power Ranking, we have so many of them whose name I can't just keep mentioning. We've worked for superstars, we've worked for Fireboy, Rema, and all. We've pushed artists working on Crayon and all. So if your song have enough commercial value, take it to the most popular Nigerian music platform, NigerFlavor.com. That's not just all. Make it to be accessible by other users on other platforms, because definitely they will come across your music and they'll want to check it out. So don't limit them. People who are using iPhone, they might not be able to download locally into their phone. They might be using the AudioMac, iTunes and all. So they need access to your song. Make your song available on other platforms, so that when your song starts getting the recognition it deserves and people start recommending or people start requesting for your music, there shouldn't be any limitation like, I'm using iPhone, I can't download it. I couldn't find it on iTunes and AudioMac and Boomplay and Spotify. So let's just forget about it. Don't lose that fan. Please, fan, come back. Please. It's available. Please go back, download it on, stream it. Go, save it, pre-save it on your any platform you are in. Yeah. Make sure it's everywhere. When it's everywhere, then channel your promotion on the most popular Nigerian music platform. So, you need to go for a promotional package that will help your music. You need to go for a promotional package that will give your music more exposure. Yes. It's not Nigerian Flavor. We are here for you. We are always here for you. So there are several music promotional packages that will definitely help your music. Go for a better one, but your song needs to have enough commercial value. Be sure of that. Make sure you just be sure of that, so that anybody that's downloading your song will not be like, I just waste my data. Mm-mm. Anybody that downloads your music should be like, wow, man, this song mad, I love it. Yes. 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 Make sure your song has enough commercial value. Then bring it to the most popular Nigerian music platform. Start promoting it massively. Go and be like, I want to promote my song massively. It's quite affordable. Very, very affordable for you. Go down, promote that song. I'm not saying this because we want to charge you, I want to take your money. Mm-mm. No. That's why I said I'm channeling things for you. I just want you to understand what is best. That's why I said commercial value. You need to be this. You need this to be this. Before you think of this, you need to make sure your song has enough commercial value. Once your song has enough commercial value, definitely then start promoting that song. If possible, if you have that much of finance, then massively on all platforms, but channel more on the most popular music platforms in Nigeria, because those are the places, those are the platforms that controls the Nigerian music industry. I am telling you this. You can also use social media as a tool. Yes, so many upcoming music artists use social media as a tool to promote their music today. We're talking about Gucci. Let me just mention her. Yes, Gucci, Jennifer. She's using TikTok to run a trend, to run a challenge for her song. And her song is getting massive recognition. And her song is on Niger Flavor. Her song is on Nigeria's number one most popular music platform. People heard it and people rushed to get the song. And her song is both trending on Niger Flavor and trending in Nigeria as a whole. I don't know if I should play you the song. I don't know if I should play you the song. Let me play the song. I just want you to understand something. This is the song. Please listen to the song. I'll just play this song for like 10 seconds.
You say you get me, but I know say you the lie with the look in your eyes. Stop acting funny. Sure you know they pick my call, I don't call you 10 times. Yeah, I love you.
So that's it. She's getting massive recognition. I love making reference. That's how I do. Like, I love a situation whereby when I try to explain something to you, I love making reference so that it will click, so that you understand it more better. And I hope you are getting my message very, very well. I hope it's sinking in properly. You can run a social media challenge. Yes. A very nice social media challenge. Work with social media influencers. There are so many popular social media influencers out there. You can work with them. So that challenge will make you trend on social media, and that way it will attract a lot of listeners to your song. Nigerians will be attracted to your song, and many of them will like your song and be like, wow, this song is nice, let me go and look for it. Yeah, that's exactly how it will go. It will help you so well. First, promote your song massively. First of all, your song needs to have enough commercial value, big time commercial value, in a way whereby any music lover that listens to your song will so much appreciate your song. Two, your song, you should promote your song massively on Nigeria's number one most popular music platform, massively. Three, you can run a social media challenge for your song. Work with popular social media influencers. They will help your song. Four, distribute your song to all platforms. Your song should not be limited to anybody at all. Anybody on any platform. Anybody can be able to access it on the most popular platforms you know. Promote it there. Make your song available there. Push your song. Give it that massive promo. Yeah. Give it that massive promo you need, and it will take your music to another level. But the main thing is this. Make sure your song has enough commercial value. If your song doesn't have enough commercial value, no matter how much you spend, no matter the strategy you are putting together to promote your music, it will be difficult. I'm telling you, like, you can't get there. So you need to have enough value. The song needs to have, you can't patronize a product that doesn't add value to you. You can't. Why are you listening to this podcast? You are listening to this podcast because it's adding value to you. It's giving you knowledge. It's educating you as an upcoming music artist. That is why you are listening to this podcast. So I'm adding value. This podcast is adding value. So that way, your song should be able to add a very high commercial value into the Nigerian music market. If not, nobody will love like the song. If you're not enjoying this podcast, I don't think you want to listen to it any further. I don't think you want to come back to listen to it. If this podcast is not making any impact in your life, or educating you properly, or giving you a very nice orientation as a music artist to understand the music market very, very much more better, then if it's not adding value, then you won't come back. So the value, your song should be able to add a very high commercial value into the Nigerian music market. That way the music market will so much appreciate your song. Your song will go to another level. I'm telling you, you must not spend heaven and earth. Just push your song. A very nice strategic promotion, just as I've said. Work with it. Don't let one marketer just come to you and be like, come, give me this one. This one, you will blow next month. Mm-mm. They will not tell you that you should work on the commercial, but they'll just say, come, you will blow. They'll just listen to it and just work. They'll just do their own, collect your money. Your song might not have enough commercial value to take you there, and your money don't go. So that's the thing. So dear artists, I hope today's episode has made a very huge impact in your life as an artist. I hope so far this podcast has been making lots of impact in your life as an artist, and it's really doing so well for you. Before we end today's podcast, there's actually an artist that sent us a question, and I'll be answering the question in this episode. So the artist sent a lot of you go by the name Okoro John Chubuike. You are popularly known as OJ. You are popularly known as OJ Tog. I've read your message. It's quite lengthy and really touching, and I read it and I understand everything. Now you sent your question, and I'll answer your question right away. So the first question you asked, if as an artist, please, the upcoming music artist, please, you can actually listen to this. It can help you too, because one solution to a someone's problem can actually be something that can actually help you too, because they are all solutions. So your question is this. You sent like about 5 questions, and I will answer your questions. You asked, is it a right decision, or can I make it by pushing the upcoming me, my record label, and the 2 other artists? Now, this is my advice to you. You're an upcoming music artist. You have 2 other artists. You own a label. Owning a label is not a bad idea. So far, you have a level of financial capability to help you when it comes to producing your song, mixing your song, and mastering your song. You can start by promoting yourself first. You push yourself first. You need to make name. You need to make name. And once you make hit, automatically your record label will also be popular. Record labels are known through artists. You know YBNL because of Olamide. Olamide blow, you know YBNL. If na say Olamide no blow, you for no know YBNL. So you need to blow, then your label will blow. And once you've made hits, you become a superstar, then it will not be difficult for you to promote your other artists that are under you. It will not be difficult. Olamide first of all blow. In label YBNL blow. Then he had enough financial capability and influence to be able to promote the artist under him, such as when he promoted Lil Kesh and other artists under him currently. Fireboy and all. Yeah. You need to blow. Even EME. Banky W. He first blew now. What are you capable of? And other songs. He blew before he signed Wizkid. He blew, then EME, the label, blew. Then he signed Wizkid and Scales. He first of all signed Scales, I believe. Wizkid, Niniola and all. Then Wizkid blew. So you need to have enough influence and financial capability, or else you are not an artist. If you're not an artist, no problem. You don't need to blow first. Just run the best promotional strategies to promote your artist. So if when your artist blow, your label go blow. So there's somebody that needs to blow before the label will blow. So secondly, you asked. The second question was this. Secondly, the final aspect. Will this little money I'm using to push myself take me anywhere? Because it's... I won't say this because it has to do with some personal things, but I'll just focus on the final aspect. Will this little money I'm using to push myself take me anywhere? It depends anyway. Like I said earlier, you don't need to invest millions into your career. Yes. With as little as 100k, 50k, it can take you somewhere. All you just need is the song with a very high commercial value. Then you promote your song properly on the most popular Nigerian music download platform. Then you make your song available on digital stores and all, so that it will not be limited to anybody that's on any of those stores. So you will take down limitations, but massively promote it. Nigerians, they download music for free. They don't really stream that much. They prefer downloading for free. So focus on such platforms. Promote your music much more on such platforms. But first of all, make sure your song has enough commercial value. Massive commercial value. All your song just needs a push. Just run a nice promotion for your music. Nice strategy. Yes, you must not spend up to a million. You must not spend up to even 500,000 naira. Just push your song and it will go places. Discuss it. Understand what are the best promotional packages you know. What do you think will help? What are the best promotional strategies you have? What are the best promotional packages you have? Then focus on those packages. You will see your song. You will see a level of impression your song will give you. So just discuss the best promotional package that will work for you. The best promotional package that will make your song more visible in the platform. Yes. You asked, the third question was this. Now I'm not getting that real result to mix my song professionally. Should I still continue mixing and mastering my song semi-professionally? This is me saying this. This is what you should do. Make sure your song has a professional mix. I'm telling you, because mix, when a song is not professionally mixed, it plays a part in affecting the quality of the song. Your song needs to sound pleasant to the listener. If it doesn't sound really pleasant, it will affect the melody and how pleasant it will sound to the listeners. The song needs to sound really, really pleasant. Once it sounds really, really pleasant, definitely, and it has a very high commercial value and it sounds nice. Come on, check songs that are making hits. They sound really professional. You need that. While working on the commercial value of your song, I said it, the beats, everything, work on the mix. Make sure the song, they wash hand, mix and well. You need that. It will help your song. The fourth question, what is the best promotional strategy suitable for me? What other way should I try? According to the message you sent, it was really lengthy. And then, what I understand from it is this. You listened to a marketer. You just went with whatever a marketer just told you. They just want to take your money. You just listened to the marketer. He was just extorting from you. You just kept listening to whatever thing he said. He didn't actually design a strategy for you at all. He didn't do that. All he was just doing is, give me this money. Pay this one, you will blow tomorrow. Pay the other one, you blow next month. That's not how it works. He didn't prepare any strategy for you. He said he wants to do global promotion. As an upcoming music artist, you are not promoting your song massively. Then you take your song to digital stores and your song, you are not promoting it. You just take it to digital stores. Nobody will want to listen to the song of an artist they don't know on digital stores. You need to blow. Keep your song there. Your song should be there. Then you focus on promoting your song. Give it a very massive promotion on Nigeria's number one most popular music download platform. Once people start paying attention to that song, once people start giving recommendation for your song, people on those digital stores will start paying attention to your song. People that have access to those stores. There are people that can't download, that they only stream. Nigerians in diaspora, they will all want to check out that song on stores. Yes, exactly. Why your song is on the store is to give your song that, how do I put it? Is to cut off that limitation. So when your song starts gaining attention, people that have access to those stores, people that are accessing those stores, those digital stores, will definitely start accessing it. Digital stores now for artists, where don't blow an artist, where don't they make a very massive wave? Where don't they make wave for the industry? Yes. Because promoting your music on the popular promoting your music on Nigeria's number one most popular music platform. Now, such platform will be persuading people to download your music. Check out this song. Depending on the promotional package you go for. When you go for a big promotional package, they'll be like, wow, check out this song. This song is nice. Check out this song. Banner ads. Now they are persuading music lovers to listen to your song, So that way they'll pay attention to your song. That's when you go for a proper promotional package and your song has enough commercial value. It will go well. It will definitely help your music. I am telling you this. You've not given your song that promotion. I already gave you a promotional strategy that will help you. So definitely, in this podcast, for you to have listened to this point, I believe you must have listened to that promotional strategy. So work with that promotional strategy because it will definitely help your music. You said you have a song with highest commercial value, but you have not put it out for promotion because of the struggle for breakthrough. If you feel, you believe, you know 100% that this song has a very high commercial value, you need to be extremely sure it has a very high commercial value, then use the promotional strategy I just gave in this podcast, then work with it. Then you will see how it will take your music to another level. You don't need to spend heaven and earth. I've been saying this to upcoming musicians. You must not spend 10 million. You must not shoot a music video before you blow. I'm telling you. Your audio can go places. People listen more of audio than video. Watch videos. Yes. So focus on promoting that audio. If you have enough money to shoot videos and run promotion for video alongside, fine. But if you don't have up to that, then focus on promoting your audio. You don't need to spend heaven and earth. Just follow the promotional strategies I give in this podcast and it will definitely help you. You see, your career will definitely go to another level, I'm telling you. So just focus, work more, and it will definitely help your music career. So once again, thank you for paying attention to today's podcast, and I hope today's episode will definitely play a massive impact in your life as a music artist, which definitely it will when you follow the strategy I gave properly and you work on the commercial value of a song. Definitely it will help you for sure. It will definitely help you for sure. I'm telling you that it will definitely help your music career and take it to another level. So thank you very much. I still remain Mr. E. Jump. I'm the CEO and the founder of NigeriaFlavor.com. Thank you very much for listening.